Open the windows of heaven.
Pour your blessings upon us, Lord.
Bless all the works of our hands.
And
make us to always succeed. There is nothing you cannot do. You are working as you promise in your word. Take away sickness from us, Lord. Give us your healing and good health. Make us so within and without, that we may serve you in good health. Oh Lord, you are great. There is nothing you cannot do. You are working us as you promise in your word. May Satan to fail us today. Give us a victory over him.
Also
over all his
angels.
And make us more than conquerors. Oh Lord, you are great. There is nothing you cannot do. Do your work in us as you promise in your word. Open our eyes to see more.
Open our eyes to
hear
more.
Give us testimonies to
share
of your goodness and miracles. Oh Lord, you are great. There is nothing you cannot do. Do your work in us as you promise in your word. Bless our families, O Lord.
Bless
all the parents and children.
Bless everyone who lives with us.
And everyone in our church. O Lord, you are great. There is nothing you cannot do. Do your work in us as you promise in your word. Let no evil fall on us, Lord.
Let no
failure be our Lord. Make us victorious every day. And prosper everything we do. Oh Lord, you are great. There is nothing you cannot do. Do your work in us as you promise in your word. Keep us, Lord, on the narrow way.
Make us, Lord, on the narrow way.
Make us overcome temptation.
Make us overcome temptation.
Make us never to look back.
Make us never to look back.
Till we enter your glorious
soul. Till we enter your glorious soul.
Keep us, Lord, on the narrow way. Make us overcome temptation.
Make us overcome temptation.
Make us never to look back.
Make us never Till we enter your glorious
home.
Oh Lord, you are great. There is nothing you cannot do. Through your work in us,
as you promised in your word.
Let us pray. Our glorious Father, we thank you so much because of the grace we have to come before you. We magnify your name because of your love. Thank you because of your kindness and goodness. Thank you for your blessings that are always bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord, for making us your own people. Glory be to your name in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, as we gather before you this time again, we are desiring that you will come in your goodness and greatness to show us your mind, to show us your way and your will. Father, open the doors of our hearts so that your word will be able to penetrate into us and do good in us in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that every yoke of wretchedness and poverty through the teachings of this time will be broken from our lives completely in the name of Jesus Christ. As you show us the way, the grace to walk therein cause to fall upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
As you all know, we are continuing the studies from the book I Am Bold. That is the prosperity of the righteous. We started the study last week, and we were able to look at study one, which was about the goodness of prosperity. Under that, we were able to see the meaning of prosperity. We saw then that to be prosperous is to be in a state of success, to have good fortune. We look at the definition in some dictionaries. The Oxford Dictionary says it is the condition of being prosperous, successful, striving, good fortune, success, well-being, and so on and so forth. We saw that last week, we saw that to be prosperous was not to have something that will bring damnation and sorrow to one's soul, but to be blessed by God to the extent that after one had been able to conveniently take care of his financial obligations, one will still be in position to be of help to other people. We were able to see the reasons why prosperity was a good thing. We saw last week that it was the will of God for his people, and God never will anything evil for his people. We saw that God promised to give it to his people, and God never made bad promises for his people or to his people. We also saw that believers of old, such as Abraham, Joseph, Daniel, etc., were blessed by God, and God never blessed his people with evil things. We also saw that the Bible says that prosperity was good. And that the Bible also shows clearly what to do to prosper. We said that the reason why the Bible revealed what to do to prosper was because prosperity was good. We then said last week that it would be necessary for each and every one of us to pray and make sure the yoke of poverty is broken from our lives. We further saw that God didn't create man into a world of want, but a world of abundance. That it was nowhere written that poverty was one of the requirements for pleasing God or entering heaven. We said that we could desire, pray for prosperity and make sure we have it, because God was the owner of everything in the world. And that believers who are his children were more qualified, entitled to the good things of God than non-believers that are his enemy. We also saw last week that the word of God said that if we first look for the kingdom of God, all the good things that people of the world are running after will be given unto us. So we said that money legally and righteously acquired is not sinful, and therefore it is not the possession of money that is condemned in the Bible, but the love of money. So we said that just as riches could drive away the unrepentant from God, it could also help the true believer to serve God better. So we said, prosperous believers will help the church better than the poverty-striking or believers. Tonight, the topic before us is the badness of poverty. Shall we all say that? Actually, the study of last week and that of tonight are a kind of preparatory studies that will prepare us for the main study that we are still going to have in the weeks to come. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15, the Bible says, "The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty." Most of the passages to be read are written out in the outline so that you can read along. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. You see, you will remember that we examined this verse of the Bible last week. And scarcely is there going to be any week during this period of this study that we will not need to read that passage of the Bible. I expect you to have memorized that passage before the end of the series. Can you just read it after me? The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Last week we dwelt on the fact that the rich man's wealth was his strong city. We saw many things last week that established the fact that a rich man that wants to serve God will find serving God an easier thing than a poor man that has the same desire like that of the rich man to serve the Lord. So we said that the rich man's wealth was his strong city, because through the riches, so many things that he will need so as to be able to serve God, he will have access to. And therefore, riches is better than poverty. But tonight we want to work more on the second part of the verse. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Yes, we talked a little about it last week, but we are going to say a lot of things about it today. Actually, in the teachings, there are going to be some kind of repetitions, but they are not going to amount to wasting of time, because some things will need to be properly established before we'll be able to get what God desires for us. The poor man's destruction is his poverty, because there are so many things he will need money to do so as to keep himself in the things of God, in the will of God, in the way of God, on the path of heaven, that he will not be able to do because of his poverty. No money to get good Bibles. No money to transport himself to fellowship. Even the book for the study is unable to buy. The rich man will not only buy books, he will also get the cassettes, take them home, listen to them over and over again. When you say there is going to be a special program like the seminar we are going to have this weekend by the grace of God, the rich man will come freely, no hindrance. The poor man will be told by his employer that you won't go to that your program, you must be in my office, otherwise I will kick you out. And since he knows that by failing to obey the instruction of the boss, he will lose his job, he will have to keep himself away from the fellowship so that he could go to work for his master. And through that, when the rich man is being blessed in the fellowship, he is there laboring about the things of the world. This is the truth of the Bible. The poor man's destruction, in most cases, is his poverty. Poverty is the opposite of prosperity. One of the tactics of Satan is to keep the people of God in poverty by making them to believe that poverty is a necessity for whosoever will do the will of God or go to the kingdom of God. Satan has been so successful in doing this, to the extent that some believers who are extremely poor are not seriously seeking to get out of the problem. Yes, he had succeeded in planting the thoughts and nurturing the thoughts and causing the illegal thoughts to really germinate and continue to bring forth evil fruits in the hearts of some believers. He had told them that if they were going to go get to heaven, they were going to do the will of God, they must remain in wretchedness. Once you are rich, you are able to buy a car, the car will carry you to where you don't want to go. The time you're supposed to be in the fellowship, the car will carry you to Abia Palo. But if you are somebody who treks about, when it's time for you to fellowship, you just trek to the fellowship. That is the lie of the devil. What is wrong in bringing the car to fellowship? You see the car that drives and rides its owner, or the owner that drives and rides the car? Huh? The owner. It depends on the heart. If your heart is a heart under Satan's control, even if you don't have a car, you will trek to the beer parlor. Even if you don't have money to buy, you will buy the drink in credit. But if your heart is regenerated and you are a child of God, if you have a car, even have a plane, aircraft, helicopter, whatever, you will take it to the presence of the Lord and worship the Lord. The plane, the car, the whatever you have, is not going to prevent you from serving the Lord if truly your heart has been regenerated. When a study of the word of God will help us to see that wretchedness is not part of the blessing of God for his people. We are going to look under this study about what is poverty, what are the perils of poverty, some examples of poverty, what are the causes of poverty, what are the steps to prosperity. That was how I told those who took part of the Yoruba Fellowship, but God also took control of the study. We couldn't go beyond point number 3, some examples of poverty. Though I did not promise them that we are going to study the rest part next week, I only told them that since the rest part are still going to appear in some of the succeeding studies, I told them that they could read the rest part at home. So I don't know what will happen. If we're able to get to the end, that's all right. If we're not able to get to the end of what we have in the outline, I'm sure we'll get to the end of what God has for us tonight before leaving this place in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we look at what is poverty. Poverty is a state of being poor. And to be poor is to have little or no money. What does it mean to be poor, people? To have little, insufficient income, insufficient money, or nothing at all. Not to have means. Not to be able to get the necessary things of life. not to be able to meet one's financial obligations, and not to be able to render financial assistance to others. Do you call this thing a good thing? Huh? Will it be in perfect conformity with the will of God for a believer to be in such a condition? That when others need his help, he has nowhere to put his hand to assist. When his children are crying for food, he has no food to give them. When it's time to spend money on the things of God, he has no money to spend on the things of God. I don't think I need to talk much about this before you will agree with me that this is not part of the will of God for his people. We must not deceive ourselves. Let's say the truth. Tell me. How many of us love poverty? Say the truth. You know what? How many of us love prosperity? If you want to raise your hand, raise it. If you don't want to raise it, put it down. I want to know where you are. Don't put it by your ear so that I know which one you... You love prosperity, wave the hand. Do it like this. All of you. Huh? Doesn't the Bible say prosperity is the root of all evil? Are you sure? It's not in my Bible, sir. Is it in your Bible? It is in the Bibles of the wretched who will not see the face of God for their deliverance. The Bible says that poverty of the poor is his destruction. But do you know that question I've just asked, if it was asked from us, holiness believers, when there is no study like this going on, that how many of us love prosperity? Though we will not be bold to say we love poverty, we may be reluctant to say we love prosperity. But the truth is this. Every man loves prosperity. What do I say? Including those who fight the preaching of prosperity, they love prosperity. Who will say he prefers his landlord to ask him to pack out of the... You see, you say you don't like prosperity and now... It's time for you to eat, no food to eat. No food, no money to pay the school fees of your child. And the landlord says, since you are owing me 6 months, for 6 months now you've not paid the house rent, you just have to look for another place to go. Then when you have the money there, you come back to pay me because otherwise, even there, I will get you arrested. You prefer that, eh? Than for you to open the door of your own house with your own key, and then say, as you are about to enter, say, who park his car in front of my house? You say, the man goes to the bar there and say, please, when he comes back, tell him to remove his car because my driver will soon bring in my car. Which one do you prefer? The first one or this last one? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Now, true be that one, unless we won't deceive ourselves. But why is it that we are poor? There are things we need to understand. And by the grace of God, we shall understand during this period in Jesus' name. Amen. God has made a lot of laws. What do I say? A lot of laws. There are natural laws. There are spiritual laws. You know, governments have their laws. But God has his own laws. And the laws of God, unless you obey them, the result, a promise will follow. You will never be able to enjoy. Whether you are a Christian or a criminal, it doesn't matter. Once you obey that law, you will have the result he promised. Whether you are a believer or an atheist, it doesn't matter. Once you obey the law, you will have the result. And this is something very important. So many Christians are ignoring. They do not understand. And they don't want to understand. And because of that, there are so many things God expects us to do for ourselves, we will kneel down praying that God should come and do it for us. And because of that, we remain in wretchedness. We have a lot of things to see under this series. And I pray that God will open your eyes to really see them, understand them, and apply them to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me tell you, anything you can do for yourself, the Lord will not do for you. Anything and everything God has given you the power to do for yourself, never you deceive yourself by praying to God to come and do it. He will never do it. But our problem is because we do not understand these laws, And many times, because the problem that we are creating for ourselves through our negligence and carelessness are not visible or are not appearing immediately, we do not know that we are creating such problems for ourselves. Or what do you think will happen? If a person has a stove or gas, put water on the pot, place it on the gas, has his gari in the bowl, and then it's time for him to make the eba, to pour the gari into the water, turn it and make eba to eat. Then he says, what do I do? My God is a miracle working God. Then goes inside his room and says, he's a miracle working Father. Sing and worship the Lord. And then says, God, my reason for coming to your presence is that you will pour the gari into the pot, make me eba, miraculous eba today in Jesus' name. How long will he pray before he will eat eba? Say the truth. Huh? Will he ever eat eba? The water will dry. If care is not taken, it will burn the house. Do you know that? There is a law. Carry the gari, pour it, turn it, carry soup, chop. Whether you know God or not, if you do that, you will chop eba. Whether you know God or not, if you don't do that, know what? No eba. How I wish you will understand what I'm trying to show you. There are so many laws we have in the Bible, the law of prosperity. What do I call it? When you obey that law, you will have the result. Don't misunderstand me. The way I'm going to show, I've started showing, and I'll continue to show you the importance of prosperity. If you are not careful, you may even jump out of the church and start to look for money. You say, Pastor, say we should look for money. Money answers all things. Don't misunderstand me. There are things some believers will do and make money. When you go to do them, you won't make money. What do you make? Trouble. Then you say some believers will do it and make money, yes, like they want to go for smuggling, cocaine pushing, and so on. If you as a believer, if you are truly born again, you are a real child of God, your name is in the book of life, when you go to try it, your colleagues that goes with you, that go with you, will sail through, make money, come back to buy cars and enjoy. You are number one to be arrested. You say, how will they arrest me? Angels of God will open the eyes of the officials and say, arrest that one. You say, why should angels of God push me into trouble? Because you are a child of his father. Child of God, I mean, of his master. You say, what is the problem with that? Unbeliever that does evil to, that do evil to bless, to bring prosperity to themselves, they are spreading so that they may destroy. And Hebrews chapter 12 says, God will not like you to be destroyed. And since he will not like you to be destroyed, along with the unbelievers, he will punish you, discipline you, when you try to do wrong. Let me tell you, if you want to create yourself serious problem, you know what you do? Go and look for a shop around Sunday market. On Sunday when people are coming to church, you say, my God, don't be offended. I only want to look for money for some months. After I must have got the money, I will really come back fully to worship you. So I want to make some money. So on Sunday morning when people are going to church, you go to Sunday market. Are there people going to Sunday market every Sunday? Are they making money? Really? Some of them, if you tell them to come to church, it says, I love your church, but it is Sunday that my market sells better. There are those who claim their market sells better in the evenings, and therefore they can go to church. And they are making money. Some believers are so foolish. They are ignorant. They do not know that it will work for them. Then that thing unbelievers are doing and making money. Say, if you see the way my madness is doing it and is making money, I want to do it and make money too. It will go there. The time is supposed to be in the presence of God. It will disobey God. Break the spiritual law of God for the children of God. It will go to do business. Instead of making money, it will make problem. So the point I'm making is that there are laws in the Bible. Some are meant specifically for the children of God. Some are general laws for the whole world. The general laws for the whole world, if a native obey it, it will have the result promised. Are you here? Maybe I say something a little more about the law. Because what we are doing now, we are trying to see that poverty is bad. Then since we know it's bad, we want to see prosperity. If we are going to get prosperity, we must obey the law of prosperity. And therefore, that is why I need to show you, really, the importance of the law. You know, we have some natural laws. They call them law, the law of the nature. Are you getting me? It is through the law this fan is blowing. There are things God had established that when you join this to this and mix this to this, it will produce electricity. Whether you're a Christian or a pagan, if you do it, there will be electricity. It is through such a law this microphone is working. It is through such a law we have telephones, we have many things we enjoy in the world today. The man who dictated the law of gravity, we are told that he was arrested and was to be prosecuted because they felt he was a deceiver. Who said he had detected something? What has he detected? But today it is the law that is helping the world to enjoy a lot of things today. It is through the law we can now travel through the air. Without the understanding of the law of gravity, can aircraft fly? Huh? It is through that law that man detected that day, people now go to the moon. Don't you know that the world is running? The speed with which the world is running is so fast, no aircraft can be as fast as that. It is because it is such a gigantic thing, so big that we do not feel it, that it is running. It is not only running, it's also rolling. It's just like this. It rolls and it revolves round the sun. So when it starts from here and goes round, when it comes back here, we say that is 1 year. When it starts from here and rolls to the other side, we say that is 1 day. So when it rolls round once, that is a day. It rolls again, that's a day. It rolls again, that's a day. And as it's rolling, it's running round the sun. So when it starts from here, goes round, by the time it comes back here, that is 1 year. It goes again, comes back here, that's 1 year. It rolls from here, comes back here, that is 1 day. That is why the morning, when you are in the evening in Nigeria, you may be in the afternoon in another country, you may be in the evening in another country, it may be midnight in another country, depending on what side the world turns your country to. What side of the sun is your country is in the world. And yet, as the world is running and rolling, people will carry their spacecraft here and travel to the moon. People will carry aircraft here, travel to another country. Because of the law of gravity, they've understood the law, the natural law, the laws of the nature. They knew that it doesn't change. That's the important thing I want to point out from what I've been saying. It doesn't do what? No variety. Once you understand the law that the world will be here by 10 a.m. today, you can be sure that 10 a.m. tomorrow, it will be there. 10 a.m. next tomorrow, it is the same place. 10 a.m. next year, it is the same place. 10 a.m. 10 years to come, it is the same place. Those who understand the law, they know that. And because of that, they can now follow this law, making sure that if we are going to get to UK by so-so-so time tomorrow, we must leave Nigeria by so-so-so time to today. Whether you are born again or you are a bad person, if you obey that law, you have the result. Are you getting anything? If unbelievers can be so wise that they will obey the natural laws of God to have results, shouldn't Christians be wise to the extent of obeying the spiritual laws of God so that they will have the results? Eh? But our problem now, instead of us to obey the laws of God, what do? Some people are on top of mountains now, binding the demons of poverty. What are they binding? People, what are they binding? Demons of poverty. You say, is it wrong to pray on the mountain? You can pray in the valley. Pray where you like. But you say, because of the poverty that is troubling your life, look at what you're supposed to say. You leave it here. You are not serious with your business. You don't even put wisdom. You don't even put anything. You don't learn how to do it properly. You just do it anyhow and say, it's wishes and wizards that are disturbing me. Then you leave the business, close the shop, and go to the top of the mountain. When you are there, you say, huh, demons of poverty. While you are there, false prophet, they prophesy to you that your wife is the demon. You come back home and drive away your wife and try the business again. 3 months, no good result. You go back to the mountain. When you get there, they tell you that you have to spend 3 months here. Make you cuckoo get rid of the demon. Where? By the time you are finishing your, what do you call it? Is it vacation, excursion, or adventure? What do you call what you go to do on the mountain? Or prayer, or whatever it is. By the time you are finishing it, you come back. What do you have on the entrance? Quit, no. Notice, landlord said, the one way you do here, he don't need to make you come on. All the demon where you band here and come. You are wasting your time. There is a law that you have to obey. When you obey the law, you have the result. I'm sure you are understanding what I am saying. You say, what is the law now? It's what we have come to study under this series. We are going to understand it. But for now, let us look at the perils of poverty. What are the perils of poverty? If somebody is poor, what problem will it bring to him? Number one, I know poverty is perilous because the Bible says so. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 13 says, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thy eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. What is that telling you? It is not the will of God for you to come to poverty. That is why he shows you how not to come to poverty. Number two, poverty will make people run away from a believer. Is that true?
Yes.
Huh? There is a Yoruba day. You know what he said? Oshi ninja tani mori. Owo ninja moba oto. Poverty means I don't know you. Who knows you? Money is you are my friend. You are my relative. Owo ninja moba oto. Moba oto means you are my relative. And that is money. Is that a lie? I tell you. Many of the people you meet, I say, it be my uncle. When they go back to Philly, their homes are as far from each other as the sky is far from the earth. What brings the relationship? The money in the man's hand. Are you getting me? If you are poor, poverty will drive away people from you. If you see a man, wakes up in the morning and calls somebody, I say, go to Mr. Ajanaku. Tell him to meet me quickly. 10 minutes. Let him be here. Quick. The Mr. Ajanaku is sending to even senior sin. Immediately the child gets there and say, daddy say you should come and see him. Your daddy, quickly. Carry his cloth. The wife says, you never eat. He said, I gotta eat when I come back. Mr. Ajanaku. He's running. Why is he running? Say the truth.
Money.
Let a poor man send like that. Say, I beg your pardon. What do you say? Say, my father said, make you run fast and come. You know, go tell your father, say, you know, no person will send you to. Now you, sir, don't be me. How can your father send to me? You know what the man is saying? Your father is too poor to send such a message. Am I lying? Let me tell you, somebody is coming to fellowship. On the way, he meets a man walking along the street. Then he stops the car and just opens the door and says, enter. He does not even say, where are you going? What are you doing? He just says, what? Enter. That one enters and says, sir, in fact, it's Oshodi, I want to go. Are you trekking to Oshodi? He said, no, I will join bus, but I want to trek more before I join. What's he doing? To reduce the amount to spend. That the man said, no, you are going with me to Ifako. No, Oshodi, I won't go. No, you go to Ifako. Hey, don't worry, when we come back, I will ask my driver to take you to Oshodi. What follows? You don't know what will follow. Yeah? Yes, sir. And they come to church program. The program refused to end in time. The time the program is ending, maybe it's around 9 p.m. Say, what about your Oshodi? Time is good. I can't go Oshodi again, sir. I will go home. In fact, I didn't remember to put down money for these people to prepare something. And the money I thought I would collect. In fact, I wanted to collect 100 naira from that boy. I forgot him. What do I do when I get to him? And the man passed at the front of the house. Him, Less than say, but give me my bag there. Open the bag. Bring out 2,000 and say, maybe you'll get something to do with this. What will follow that? Another good. Thank you, sir. If that same man sees you when you are going tomorrow, and stop again and say, enter, how will you enter? You know, go work out. What will you do? You go. The person that is coming with you, he say, oh, Mr. Please, this is something very important. I can't go with you to where we are going again. I have somewhere to go. He doesn't know where he's going, no. He's simply following the rich man. Tell me, before the man knows what is happening, his heart is already filled with the Bible. Rich man using his riches to force him to come and hear the word of God. You get anything? Then you prefer poverty, Abby. You want to be the one that will be jumping. Poverty will make people look down on our God.
And rather, you can almost hear his voice through the letter. My brother, you know they go well for Lagos again. I don't know what I want to do, sir. Now I can't say make a write you. Now you cuckoo they do them for me. Now I can't say make a write again. Make you see how you go do them for me. After writing that, then at the end you can't say, and don't forget what I talk about Jesus. Say, Jesus good where we make you the suffer for where you be. What will your brother say? Say, Jesus good where we no give you anything. You want me to go and say, if I've been serving that Jesus the way you carry Bible about in Lagos, do I have anything to send to you? If it is Jesus, your brother will write back and say, if you do not solve that Jesus problem you are creating for yourself in Lagos, don't write me any letter to send you any money. I have no money to throw away to useless, careless people. Are you getting me? Well, tell me. Your brother comes from the village to Lagos. You know, money there, your hand, where you go give them. Say that my house, where they do. When they nearly finish and they can't say money, no go let them finish. And now I can't say, make a come meet you, say, you go feed, give me something. He say, how much do you need, brother? I say, if I see like, say, 50,000, 70,000, go do it. They say, what about the toilet? I say, make I just do the roofing first. I say, how can you do roofing? Then, how do you use the house without a toilet? Okay, what is there is that? Let me give you 150,000 so that you can take care of the toilet as well. When your brother is going, you say, our church today for number. Will he listen? Will he listen? He goes, quick, go bring out his paper and say, which street you say today? Call and where? Wait till you call the name of the pastor, make I know how I go ask. In fact, when I reach home, now tomorrow I go there. You know we'll go tomorrow? What is sending him there? Your 150,000. Do you hear me? Your junior brother comes to say, didn't I say you should be going to church that side? He said, in fact, I go once or twice, but it be like, say, they know the... In fact, I don't just like that place. Now I can't say, when I finish my school, I go look for Jesus. Don't say you have a brother in Lagos if you are not ready to serve Jesus. And this time around, I'm not giving you one kobo plus your transport fee. When I have the evidence that you are serving Jesus there, you can then come to me for money. The money I am spending, it is Jesus that is providing it for me. Take money for transportation. When it goes back, what's the number one thing to look for? Before you go come again, don't become a worker. Don't tell you, say, in fact, I never choir now. What is forcing him to become a member of the choir? Your money. There are people you think are very clever, expert soul winners. When in reality, not money where they in their pocket, they do the work. You don't know. What do you think will happen? This series of studies. If Radio Nigeria, which one do I call it? Ray Power, Ogun FM, and the rest of them had been announcing for the past 1 month that a special series of studies on prosperity of the righteous will start in Bible Pattern Church, Ifako, from so town. Free transportation from Oshodi, Ojo elegba amukoko. Where again? To and fro. Free snacks after program. And they announce it like that. Maybe 4 times a day. Each of the radio stations. 4 times a day. For the past 1 month. And every day, you have it in the front page. Call it small thing. In the front page of 2 of the national newspapers. That prosperity teaching. 1 month before the program. And every day of the program, it continues like that. Remind you, they have just completed so-so. They are starting so-so. How many people will be coming for this study? Don't just say many. How many? What do you use to count? 100? Huh? I tell you, you won't have a place to sit. This ground is not going to take us. What makes the difference? What? Why we no get money? Answer. Why Bible Pattern Church no see money do that one? You don't know the answer? Huh? Poverty of what? Who is poor? Pastor. When pastor get money, we will not get problem. Listen, if all of you are as rich as me, we will do that. He says, so pastor is very rich. He's not very rich. If I am very rich and you are very rich, na plane we go dey ride. But that small thing I've just described, if everybody here has the money to put down, we go do that one. You don't understand. Have I offended you? We are poor. You know, my question was, why is Bible Pattern Church no get the money to do that? Because you no get money. Because waiting. Eh? Let me give you an example of my illustration. You see this paper? You see the song way there? Hmm? The ink they use in printing what you have here is sold 250 naira a tube. Are you listening? I have been supplying this church that ink since, let me say, 86. Let's say from 1986 or 87. I've been supplying the church, the ink. Sometimes we use more than a carton in a week. And the ink is sold for 250 naira per tube. And I've been supplying the church since about 80, maybe 86, till today, including this one. How much will that cost? It's not, pastor, I'm preaching to you. When I said, if you are also rich, we will do that. That's what I mean. So enough of coming to beg a brother to borrow you in silvers when you come to church. Am I creating problem? Poverty. Poverty. There's almost nothing evil it can do for you. Poverty can lead to hell. Where? Many people are now in hell. Who will have gone to heaven? Were they not poor when they were in the world? You say why? No money to come to church. No money to buy Bible. No money to do anything. The time everybody is going to church, his boss say no church for you. You think everybody that are not here tonight don't want to come? Are you listening? Poverty will make doing the will of God uneasy. It won't be easy. You see a brother, we love that brother. In fact, every program you will attend. Workers meeting, you will attend. Yes. Now machine they wash in clothes. Can you compare the one machine is washing his cloth and the one who is the one washing the cloth of every rich people in the society? Moving from one house to the other, say, when I get cloth to wash, the stinking, the smelling one, now they wash everything. In some cases, he go wash in hand, he go the peel. And his own cloth, he no go get chance to wash him. What is the name of it? Poverty. You call a spade a spade. I'm not describing it to create you problem. I'm describing it to create Satan problem. I'm describing it in such a way that you begin to hate it. Then something you hate, you will fight. And when you fight, the Bible says, you go do what? Overcome. But if I do not paint the picture and let you see, you will not fight. If you don't fight, you will overcome. Poverty will delay the growth of a believer. What will poverty do? It can't grow. How can it? No. Tell me. I will describe that. You say, Pastor, if you say you are rich that time, I don't say I'm rich. Because if you look at me very well, you see that those who are rich, they don't look like me. But I'm richer than some of you. You don't think so? Huh? Let me tell you. I need not up to 2 hours. Two. Each day. I don't need up to 10 hours in a week. On the business that is feeding me, I don't need up to 10 hours a week. I spend the whole time on the Bible. How many hours do you spend on your own business in a week? If I've been spending half of the time you spend on your business or my business, I will be riding Rolls Royce. Half. Half of the time you spend, you go in the morning and come back in the night. Abi? I'm sure in the past, it will be up to 1 month that I, is it 1 month? Or I should say 1 year. That I do something tangible about business. And here we are feeding. And it's God. If I tell you the Genesis, you will laugh and laugh. The day God will show me what is feeding my family today, I was going to the brook. I wanted to go and look for clay to repair our gas lamp that was bad in the church. The gas lamp we were using, there was something on it that was bad. That is the, what do you call it? That's the mantle holder. It's made of something like cast. Then I said maybe clay would be, because we didn't have money to buy another gas lamp. And on the way to the river, something was asking me questions. That if that clay could solve this problem, that means there are so many problems that you can solve. Then I said, what are the problems? So, you know, I was always thinking about church. So my problem was church. Though we were lacking, even food to eat, we didn't have. You can imagine a person that was so poor that we eat white rice without pouring pepper, without pouring oil. And that was the time 20 kobo will buy almost a bottle of oil. When I brought the clay back, I quickly, in fact, because of the questions that thing was asking from me, I was trying to show me some things. I was so in a hurry that clay, I couldn't do it successfully. I did it actually, but I was so in a hurry. Immediately I dropped it, that thing was asking me questions about it, I began to do some things about it. And I tell you, the question of that day is feeding up to 20 people today. That question of one single day. So when I say law, you know I know what I'm talking about. Not every cloth you dry with sun. We don't need to go and prostrate to the devil before he will bless us. If I had continued in that way, that thing showed me that day, and really labor on it that, I need to have money to do this, to do that, and I have time, and I work on it. Only God knows what my money will be now. Why it is not so is because I need time for Bible. Even that way, I didn't want to spend my time on it. Because I have an assignment. If I have the amount of time you have for your business, for it, money will be rushing like anything. I beg you, the laws that are here, when I show you, you listen. Then you go to apply it. You will have results. I say you will have good results. In the name of Jesus. God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. If you say, they say prosperity good, I won't go get up. You forsake God. You run after it. If you are born again, if your name is still in the book of life, you will come back with injuries. What do I say? God will use the hand of unbelievers to beat you. If you go jail, come back. Because you will prosper being a child of God in God's own way. You don't need to sin to prosper. You don't need to lie to prosper. You don't need to cheat to prosper. You don't need to do any evil to prosper. God will prosper you. But you will listen to him. When he's saying you look at the law, you will do what? I told those two parts of the Yoruba program that you don't need to run to anywhere to prosper. Where you are, God will bring the prosperity. When a guy was traveling, it got to a point that a guy realized that water was no more in the bottle. He threw the child away, knowing that the child would surely die. He said, let not the child die on my lap. So she threw the child away. And she sat there, crying, waiting for death. The angel of the Lord came and said, Hagar, you will hear the same voice in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The angel said, Hagar, say, why are you crying? You know what, and now the child is dying. I threw the child away. Let him die not of my life. That's why I'm crying. The angel said, open your eyes. Hagar opened her eye. I tell you, she was sitting on the border of a well. It was water. He said, no, be water. He said, you need. He said, now water. What of this one? I don't know. Say, he's here. Thank you, angel. Angel, thank you. Hallelujah. God will fill your mouth with thank you through these studies in Jesus' name.
Amen.
A guy drank water, went and carried a baby, give the baby water. He said, I can live again. This child will not die. The child will live. That your business will live.
Amen.
When God opens your eyes to see your well. Usually the well is by your side. But you won't see until your eyes is open. Or your eyes will not open until you obey the law.
The message you're listening to is coming to you from Bible Pattern Church. You can get this message and thousands of others on various topics on cassettes, audio CDs, and DVDs from Bible Pattern Church headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karale Estate by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijaye, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or you visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Happy listening.
Prosperity. We are talking about the perils of prosperity. The perils of what? Poverty will delay the growth of a believer. That was what I said. Poverty will make evangelism difficult. Evangelism go do what? I tell you, it's easier to preach when there is food in your stomach. It's easier to preach when you have just assisted a person to say, come and accept Jesus, is what? It's easier. Look at the woman. She's crying. You say, what's wrong with you, my man? What? He said, what's the child doing at home this time? He said, we can't pay the school fees. That's why the child is at home. School fees? After the school I've received for 1 month, you can't pay. We can't pay. How much is the money? 5,000 naira. So now 5,000 naira concrete problem. This money said we never show. You don't know anything you don't show. And not even they think of school now. Now food that they think about. So, don't worry. Shade, tomorrow morning, dress up. I will carry you to school. I say, have 500 naira, go and cook soup for your children. Then in the morning, you put the child in your car. Carry the child to school along with your children. You pay for the school fees. The child gets receipt. Come back to meet Mama Shade. So give his mother receipt of 5,000. You have paid on his behalf. Then in the evening, you say, we have Miracle Sunday in our church. This Sunday. You know, say this Sunday is the Miracle Sunday. Have you forgotten? Then we have Miracle Sunday program. It will start by 5. When will Mama Shade reach church? When will Mama Shade reach church, people? 1 hour earlier. What is evangelizing now?
Mommy.
There was a man of God in Nigeria. Don't let me just call the name. I don't know if he's still in Nigeria or he has gone back to his country. I think he shouldn't be a Nigerian. Oh, don't let me say, I can't say. He was using an helicopter to distribute tracts in Nigeria. Yes, I've been opportune to take his tracts before, because there was a day I was going a long way. Was it Mangoro side or so? And I saw a lot of tracks on the ground. I don't know, maybe why they were spreading, maybe they fell off from the craft, I don't know. But they were actually using it to distribute from up, just see tracks flying everywhere. Do you distribute 1,000 tracks like that? Huh? How many do you distribute like that? Millions. What do you call that? More? You know how much they sell affiliation oil? And a man of God was doing it here. Here in Nigeria, sometimes ago. Evangelism is easier when there is money. Let me tell you, if by Sunday, this house we are building here is roofed, everything is done, and the fan is blowing everywhere there, the people that will attend, I don't know how many will come this Sunday, but I'm sure that the people will attend next Sunday, I mean this Sunday for the program, if that is done, or just that, maybe up to four times of what we attend on Sunday. Just that alone. Poverty will open rooms for Satan in a Christian family. That's another reason why you shouldn't be poor. Poverty will open room for what? Satan. You see how? Let me tell you, some of the families that are really peaceful, Christian families, will have been as hot as your family had they been as poor as you are. You say how? The woman, when the husband will come back, the woman had given her face to what? And has borrowed the face of an enemy. Sit. So, now here you go meet me when you come back. Now here you go meet me. Children, go meet my man Bombay, make him give you gari 10 naira. Granite 2 naira. Make him come manager. Me, I know go feed himself. Now here you go come meet me. When the husband comes back, he says, darling, what will the wife answer? Honey. Is it honey? Or bitter? Or get out from my side. So that woman will be Christian. I will be Christian. What is stealing our Christianity? Poverty. You know the problem? When the man was going away, the last money in the house was 50 naira. And the man will spend 25 naira for transportation. So he carried 25 naira transportation, carried 10 naira extra to buy guguru for road, making 35 naira. Money can remain how much? 15 naira. Children, take 10 naira, go school. How much remain? 5 naira. Madam, take 5 naira. Manage anything. Then the children comes back from school now, crying for what to eat. He said, when he knows say money no day for house, he can't carry 50 naira where in me. He can't carry 30. They say, what is the matter? I said, complete 35 naira. He carry away. Left me here with the children with 50 naira. What is happening with 50 naira? I go come meet me. I go come meet me. And you are a child of God. You see, youth, you know how I preach to you in the youth meeting? That when you go to people's home, don't look for the error. Try to learn from them. Some of the cries you do not understand. Some of the noise you may not understand. And you come around that time, child of the Most High God. You see, you say, Mama, what's wrong with you? He said, welcome, bro. You see, sister, why are you always sorrowful? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Eh? The joy of the Lord. Will she sing along? He said, make the man just come back here. I money carry 35 naira. Go walk once. When me and the children come, they suffer. Is the man enjoying there? They are poor. Now compare that with a woman who only last week her husband gave 50,000 to hide inside that drawer so that in case they have things to buy when he's not around, they can from there spend. Which one will have the joy of the Lord? The one who 35 naira was stolen, and the one who is keeping 50,000 untouched inside drawer, garri dey, pepper dey, oil dey, gas dey, everything dey. It's just there in case I do not come in time. From the 50,000, you can take care of our needs. Which one will have the joy of the Lord? You better answer me. Eh? I think it was only yesterday I was telling you that a woman said a child that was just one year old had read through the whole Bible. Was it yesterday I was saying it here? Eh? When? Under the Yoruba program? Good. Praise God. The woman boasted. I read it in a magazine. The picture of the woman was there and her baby. The baby was just 1 year old. The woman boasted that, yes, my child have read through the whole Bible. Genesis to Revelation. 1 year old child. You see how the child managed. The mother will wake up in the morning. After doing everything, she will sit on a chair, place the baby on her lap. I think that was how she did it. And then we open the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. Then read to the hearing of the child. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 says, in the beginning God created heaven and the earth. Read maybe about 4 chapters a day to the hearing of the child. The next day she will read. The following day she will read. The following day she will read. By the time the child was 1 year, she had read, not to herself, not quiet time, to the hearing of that baby, the whole Bible. Tell me what type of baby that baby will be when it grows up. Answer! You say, I don't know why my children they steal. You wake up early in the morning. Immediately you wake up, you look at time and say, wait till time talk. They say 5:30, mogwe, 5:30. I say, I go wake up 4:30. Oh, I go manage. Will I still meet the motto? Something say, you never do your quiet. I say, I go, they do our inside motto. Because if you don't run, that's the end of his food. You think that woman who was boasting that her child read the whole Bible in a year was in person like that? Huh? Are you here? I'm sure when she was reading the Bible, I think, while she would be reading the Bible, the washing machine would be washing the dress, the washing machine would be washing the plates, the cook would be in the kitchen taking care of the rest part of the food, then she can now sit confidently to read the Bible. Are you getting me? What are we saying? Poverty will make evangelism difficult. Poverty will open rooms for Satan in a Christian family. Poverty will make the church unacceptable to the outsiders. You say, how? Look at me now. How many of you come here on Sunday? How convenient was it to come to this church last Sunday? Was it very convenient? Why? More do I mean? Potopo? Eh? Potopo? Tell me, if you had brought your boss in your place of employment to come and worship the Lord in your church, and that day he put on his 1,500 flowing gown, and the flowing gown, the potopo on the flow on the gown, he managed to enter, finish this program with you. When you say next Sunday, we are for church. What will you say? Huh? Are you here? You say it's because this place is far from the town. Is that why we have the problem? If we had invited Julius Berger, Strabag, DL, what do we call it? G Kappa, Dalbato, and the rest of them. When the time we came here, we invited Alberto that come and see what type of structure this land will take. And we don't even bother to come and do anything here. We give them 6 months to construct something good here for us to use. And they tar the road from the entrance of the church to the third road there. Come put Congo what? Light from the main road down to this place. You think last Sunday will be like it was? Poverty will make the church on acceptable. Now, true be that. Some of the people who came here and ran back, they ran back because we don't get money. You say, thank God for our church. God bless our church better than some other churches. I agree with you. There are churches that do not have half of the blessing God has given to us. But at the same time, we could be better than this if the money is there. Am I now teaching that it's money we want to look for at all costs? No, we teach the whole counsel of God. And this is the time to talk of prosperity. We face it squarely. Like we've been facing sanctification, restitution, and the rest. We face it squarely. If it is in my power, I will not even preach. I will carry cutlass. Kill the poverty of your life. Dig the ground and bury it myself. And then ask you to flow in prosperity. But since I can't do that physically, I better preach. And you will hear.
Amen.
I say you will hear.
Amen.
Your poverty is hearing too. And it will go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That thing I had on the way to the brook, I told you just now. Something greater than that you will hear.
Amen.
And you will give your own testimony to in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, poverty, people, poverty will open rooms for sicknesses and diseases. Do you think so? Owele of Onisha is still in United States or London he went? Which one? UK, Abby. He's still in UK. When he was going, I read in the newspaper, he told them that he will come back in peace. You don't think so? I think so. He will come back in what? Peacefully. That Baba is old. Is he old?
Yes.
Very, very old.
Yes.
Eh? And he still have a lot of years to spend more. That's his belief and the belief of many people. I share the same belief that with the grace of God, he will live longer. Why your father not live as long as that? You say that the will of God. So the will of God. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not making jest of the old Baba. I can't do that. The Bible says we should stand up before the holy here. If he's here tonight, I will prostrate, put my two legs at the very back and my two hands at the very front. If I am to greet him, I won't do like this to greet him. But the important thing is this. When there is a little problem, Baba goes to where? You know, they stay for the best hospital in Nigeria. I believe a doctor must be living in his, in his palace. Huh? There must be a doctor there. Huh? A professor there. Some community. Not one village. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 villages. No half one single newly graduated doctor. 7 villages. Some 10 villages don't have one doctor. One single man half a professor, PhD holder. So if the Baba made to a.m., you don't need to run, you just press ring. Then somebody is around, very quality, who knows the meaning of every. And they say, what's the matter? I say, as Baba they sleep, he never wakes up. I just hear, now I say, I call you. Start to use his, what? To test every part of Baba. I say, it be like saying, I cough, one cough. This cough, you know, go cough and here. You go cough out for you okay? You know this pastor, a bad pastor. You go cough out for where? For UK. The second money. The car where go go carry Baba. No be the car where the spring down the spoil. Where go enter gallop, you go no. Nah. Enter plane. Before you know what is happening, he's already on the bed. Where? In the UK. Professors that are better than his professor. Not one, not two. Will come around. The expert who sabi head, go they do head. The expert of hand, go they do hand. Expert of leg, go they do leg. When Baba they go, if he's saying go come back in peace, you don't know what they talk. Your own baba sick for village. When you never get money to shop, say now you go see Panadol by send. Your baba can't die at the age of 60. You say, now God will him. Now God will him or poverty killer. Am I just talking?
No.
Am I saying poverty is very bad?
Yes.
Tell me!
Yes.
Look, it's only today I was reading from a book. Actually, I love reading. And therefore many times, in fact, anywhere you see me saying, if you see me staying in a place, spending 1-2 days, maybe up to 2 hours around that place for some days, before you know what is happening, a lot of books will gather there. So almost every, I have an office here, there are books there. Not too many, I have an office at home, but there are books there. On my bed, I'm using the bed with books. I sleep, my books sleep at the other side. So I love reading. So in some way today, I can't remember what I was looking for. I just put the book out. Let me just read something. You know what I read? I read about some missionaries that went to a place to preach. You know, missionaries, when they go to places to preach, new areas, they don't start with crusade. If you start with crusade, the people of the area will use cutlass to drive you. Which crusade? You want to preach against their gods? When they get there, there are a lot of things they will do. Now, they got to the village. They learned that all the infants, all the children born that year died. None survived. And they wanted to preach. The people of the village were ascribing that to their god. They said there was a particular idol that was angry with the villagers. And they were doing all kinds of things to appease the god. These people came. Another woman gave birth to a child. When that woman gave birth to the child, they took the child. And gave the child, they tested the child, doctors are there, tested the child and realized that the child was having just ordinary, everybody say ordinary malaria. It was malaria that was killing all the children. And they gave the child malaria injection. They removed the child from other people and placed the child in a place that is protected against, what do you call it? Just mosquito net, Sha. The child was sleeping under a mosquito netted room. I tell you, the child survived. When that child survived, the people of the village came to the missionaries and said, we want to hear about that your good God. You know their problem. They thought it was the juju of these people's God that has healed their children. And because of that, they wanted to hear about God. Do you see that preaching becomes easy? Huh?
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something. When you read in books, mission books, magazines, you hear that so-and-so person went to a particular place in a strange land who will be living among them. You hear that within 3 months, he had learned their language and is now translating, or he translated the Bible for them in their language within 6 months. Don't you wonder? I say, how will I be able to do that? Let me tell you. A missionary that is sent from America and a missionary that is sent from Bible Pattern Camp. Are you here? Did they hear anything? When they want to send him supply, they will bring the supply with helicopter. The helicopter will land on the rocky hill around. And the missionary will go there with children. Pack, blankets, food, all kind of things. Yeah, they don't live in a cemented house. They use a wood to build the house. But machine saw is there to cut the wood. Generating plant is there to supply light. Right inside the wooden something, you have washing machine, you have gas, you have everything. And supply is sent maybe every week or every 2 weeks. You think, or daily in some cases. You think that man will not be able to learn their languages? Answer me! Then we will send you now as a missionary to the command. Is it command they call them or not? People will know the wear cloth, we know no matches then. There are no matches now. Maybe they still remain that side. We can't send you, go there, go do missionary work. No shoe for your leg. No food for your stomach. You want learn language. You go know the language. Like we can't say now you both sabi. Now you both sabi or money sabi. No wonder the Bible says money answereth all things. I'm not preaching to you so that you will leave Jesus and run for money. If you leave Jesus and run after money, you will fail. There is a law you must obey. Or rather, I should say there are laws. We will know the laws. But before we know the laws, we need to understand that poverty is bad. When we are now shown the law, we'll be patient to listen. We'll be patient to try it. We'll be patient to obey. Then we'll have the result in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Poverty will open room for sorrow and anxiety. Poverty will be a source of temptation. Do you know that? Eh? There are a lot of people that are doing something they ought not to do because of their poverty. He knows that it's not right for him to share part of that egunje money. But salary don't finish is on the 10th. All in front where they help out, they don't tire. If he say he go leave the job, no other one. And they come bring their egunje money. Save now the one they bring this egunje money and for no take him. When I pray, come on for house today. Say, waiting with the show when I come, maybe God provide. Maybe not God provide ourselves. Say, not God. That's temptation. Poverty is pushing him into it. I don't say that's a good thing for you. Because when you allow poverty to push you like that, it will push you to hell. But the point we are making is that if that man had been a rich man, he wouldn't have fallen into such a temptation. Do you know that poverty leads to backsliding? Have you ever heard of people saying that I wouldn't have left that church if not because when I didn't have money, none of them raised up to assist me? Have you ever heard of a thing like that before? Huh? That person who was looking for people to assist him in the church, if he was a rich man who was looking for people to assist, would he have run out of the church? What drove him away? Poverty. Poverty will make Christianity unenjoyable. Really, really, really. Poverty will often keep a believer away from fellowship. Is that true? Poverty will make it difficult for a believer to get some of the things that will help him in doing the will of God. Good Bibles, books, cassettes, etc. Do you know that it will take some of us 3-4 days to locate some verses of the Bible? Is that true? If I say, brother, you need so-so verse of the Bible that says so-so thing, go and look for it. And you enter your room, you kneel down, you pray. Then you begin to search the Bible. It will take some of us 4 days to locate some verses of the Bible. Is that true? Call anything in the Bible. And I step into my room. 2 minutes after, I will show you where it is located. You say, why? It's not because I have better knowledge of the Bible. I may have better knowledge of the Bible than some people. But that's not the secret. The secret is that I get money, I use and buy concordance, keep them for house. When I need the Bible, I go concordance. Concordance, where is it? 2 minutes, he don't show me. I say, I don't see it. What's doing the job? Huh? Money. I tell you, I would have been a better preacher if I have money. You say, what do you mean? Computerized Bible, there. All kind of diskettes. Bible diskettes. You just get the computer, put it inside your room. The diskettes go there. When you just bring the diskettes, just slot it in and press button. Now, tell me what this or this about the Bible. It will just start, like say you bring all the Bible teachers in the where? Bring them together. Begin to tell you that, you know, when Billy Graham was preaching, he said this. When this was preaching, he said it. When that was preaching, he said it. When that was preaching, he said it. About one verse. You think that one will not know better? I have magazines that advertise books. Some of the books, if I have my way, I won't wait till the second day before I go to buy. I'll buy a lot of them. Bring them here. Sit down. Drink them like water. That's my food. But where the money to buy? Some years ago, I wanted to buy Ordinary Encyclopedia Britannica. I went to a Lupeju, they said, was it 6,000? I no get 6,000. The other day, I went to Trade Fair, Naigbinedo, the seller. And it's 100,000. That's it. I couldn't buy it when it was 6,000. She had to be buying the 100,000. Dictionary, or what do you call it? Encyclopedia. Somebody who has money have all kind of things. Tomorrow he wants to preach about prosperity. You know what he will first do? First sit down, drink encyclopedia, drink commentaries, drink dictionary, drink everything. When he comes here, he will tell you the first poor person in the world is Mr. Huh? The word poverty starts from. You say that man, hey, he don't study Bible. No, the Bible is having the money he get. You get me? Are you learning from it? You say this one no be Bible. Whether not Bible or anything, you learn. Praise the Lord. Poverty will make Christianity unenjoyable. Will keep you away from fellowship. Poverty may prevent a believer from doing going to some of the places he needs to go for God. So there's a program. You see, there are Christians in Nigeria who attend almost all conferences in America. They will go this month. Next month, you go. 2 months later, you go. The following month, you go. Because money there in pocket. Are you getting me? They say international conference, Billy Graham, international program, Morricello, international conference, Benny Hinn. They will go all. He has nothing driving him. The money is there. Just go. When he's coming back, what will he do? Everything that is good that is around there will purchase, carry, come back in. Come sit down for a room, they enjoy everything. You will know better. I tell you, you will understand better. I pray God will bless us.
Amen.
After some time, we'll be saying, this is how pastor used to describe it. Now that's the way they describe now, they enjoy now. Have you no go good? Yeah, I get video inside my room. Maybe you don't know. If I won't wash, I just sleep on my bed, switch around the wash. So I know what I'm telling you. Not only inside your room, you can get your own. Somebody was saying, I have video set in every corner of my house. You say, what's he doing with video? When you know get another, you know they go nightclub, you know they go night party, you know they drink beer, you know they drink tombo, you know they smoke cigarette. Make you know read Bible. Before we pray, let me quickly show you. The Bible talks about 1, 2, 3, 4 poor people. How many? 4. I want to show you the examples of the poor people of the Bible. Gideon was one of them. What's the name again?
Gideon.
In Judges chapter 6, verse 15, he told the prophet that his family was poor in Manasseh, and he was the least in his father's house. He was a poor man. But after that, he fought a war, won the battle, became the judge of Israel. Now the head of state of Israel. Will he still remain poor? If his poverty was removed, yours will be removed too. Another poor person of the Bible was the woman of Sarephath. In fact, she was preparing to die. Everything was gone. No money, nothing. He told the prophet, this is the last we have. We want to eat it and wait for death. Then a miracle happened. When the miracle happened, she became the supplier of oil and flour in the whole city. Will you remain poor?
No.
Tell me!
No.
God can do your own too.
Amen.
I will tell you a story before we pray. The third person was the prophet's wife. The prophet died. The creditors came to remove his children to sell as slaves to pay for the debt of the husband. The woman went to the prophet Elisha. Elisha said, go and pour the oil you have inside pot. Collect a lot of pots and fill them. The whole house, kitchen, toilet, bedroom, everywhere was filled with pots of oil. He sold and then paid the debt. He has a lot of money to start a good, real business. Do you think poverty will continue in her life? The last person was the widow who brought 2 mites during the time of Jesus. Actually, we are not told what follows is given of the 2 mites. But one thing we know is that the Bible says when we give, it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, shall men put to our bosom. That automatically means that the woman was qualified for a special blessing. Because Jesus said that she was the one who brought the greatest amount of money to church that day. There is every certainty that God really blessed her and her poverty vanished. Actually, a child of God sat down and try to make some calculations. He said, if the two mites was deposited in the bank of Jerusalem, that day the woman threw the money into the offering box, the money by now must have increased to billions of dollars. The two mites. If at the end of the year, the interest is added, the interest and the real money is left in the bank, the following year, the interest and the thing, and continue like that till now, he said the money will run to billions of naira. If the bank in the world could multiply the two mites that way, you don't expect God to do less. God must have actually blessed the woman, and the same God will bless you. I promise to tell you a story. You know this story? Praise God. A woman. This is a true story. I read it in a book, but I believe it perfectly. A woman learns about the need to give to God. Then she said to herself, I am asked to give one to God and take nine for myself of my income. How can God take one, then I will take nine? She decided to reverse it. She said she will be given nine to God and she will be taking one. I don't say you should go and do that. I'm not saying until you do that before God will bless you. But you can learn from it. She decided to be given God nine and she will be taking one. It was a serious dedication. You can't compel anybody to do it. God must have assisted her specially. She began to give 90% of her income to God. You know what she was selling? Your wealth can be anything. It will produce the blessing you desire. She was selling buns. Everybody say buns. Ordinary buns. So she will fry the buns, sell. When she make gain from the gain, she gives God 90, takes 10%. Immediately she was trying to make some money through the bun, the women in the society envied her. Everybody began to sell buns. She could have stopped selling if she had not trusted God. So in the morning, before she gets to her customer, look at bun seller everywhere. Bansio, bansio, bansio. But when God wanted to perform the miracle, you know what happened? The children will bypass the bun seller here, and come to this daughter of God to buy. She will sell and carry her thing home. The people she met outside will carry their buns back home. Then it got to a point that the women agreed among themselves and said, this woman has something he used to put in these buns. They thought she had the kind of juju she put into the buns to make it sell. They then agree among them, said that what would be good is that we don't allow her to come to market again. Let her fry the buns at home. We will be going to collect. She will be supplying us. Then we will take her to sell. And that was how she opened her factory. What was the name of the factory? Buns Factory. Before you know what was happening, she had become very rich, given 90% to God. Whether you give 10% or 90%, that's not the point. The point is that there are laws. When you obey the laws, you have the results. Part of the law is that you must not be idle. You will work. If you pray from today till next year, you don't work, no money. Part of the law is that when you work, you do it honestly. You do it diligently. You do it wisely. All these are part of it. Honestly, diligently, wisely. At the same time, you do not give anything in terms of money, material, or time to your business that rightly belongs to God. You give to God what belongs to Him. You don't cheat any of your customers, any of your business associates. You are so honest, doing it the way God wants it done. Then you are praying. You are not careless. You are saying to God, blessing. Prosperity, you promise, I must have it. I am obeying your law. I am working. I am diligent. I am wise. I am honest. I expect your blessing. And one day, you will press the button. And the window will open. And the blessing will begin to rush down. Amen. Very soon, people will come to you to enjoy part of the blessing of God. Amen. And your mouth will be filled with laughter. Not only laughter, but testimonies as well. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many of us would like to pray? Let's stand up and say to God, my God.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Hadegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifakor Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide, or visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is our pattern in all things.